Speakers, please begin.
Thank you. Welcome to this 2016 third quarter report telephone conference. As the moderator said, we will do the presentation. It's me, Håkan Persson, I'm CEO, and Tommy Nilsson, CFO. Let me start with the third quarter was one of the single best quarters for Precise Biometrics so far. Net sales increased with 16% quarter-over-quarter and has increased with 122% over the last 12 months compared to the corresponding 12-month period Q4 2014 to Q3 2015. The corresponding EBITDA result for the last 12 months was 27.7 million krona, an increase with 40 million krona. I'm particularly pleased with the new customer agreements that we have entered, that our broad customer base has had an impact on our sales in the third quarter. Turning to page two. We will start by looking at the major events during the third quarter. Precise BioMatch Mobile, our algorithm solution for mobile devices, was integrated in 24 mobile devices that was launched during the quarter. One of the most exciting device launches during the quarter was the Xiaomi MI5S. This was the first commercial smartphone with a fingerprint sensor under 400 microns of glass, powered by Qualcomm's ultrasonic-based fingerprint technology and Precise BioMatch Mobile. In addition to this, the Xiaomi MI5S Plus was launched, which also features our algorithm solution through cooperation with Fingerprint Cards. This is yet another indication that mobile device manufacturers have ambitions to use dual sourcing for sensors. All in all, Precise BioMatch Mobile has been integrated in over 100 mobile devices in 2016, almost double compared to 2015. This, in my mind, confirms our position as the leader in fingerprint software. Turning to page three. In the third quarter, we signed license agreements with BetterLife and Qualcomm. Qualcomm is one of the leaders in the mobile industry, and we believe that this cooperation has great potential. BetterLife is a new Chinese entrant into the market for fingerprint technology with very high ambitions. We have also signed license agreements with new partners that target the embedded market. One of these partners is RF Control, an electronics manufacturer who offers fingerprint technology-enabled products in the embedded market. Another is Dajin, a South Korean reseller and systems integrator of fingerprint technology, where we support Dajin in offering secure fingerprint solutions for payments, such as credit cards. In this context, our algorithm solution was certified by the Korean Internet and Security Agency. This opens up opportunities for us in the South Korean market, and we see similar development in other Asian countries. Our strategy to create a broad customer base in order to capture the market momentum is now starting to pay off. Our fingerprint software has become somewhat of a de facto standard, if you will, among sensor manufacturers. During the quarter, we received royalty revenues from eight customers, where three generated their first royalties to us. Even if the royalty still comes from initial sales volumes, it is a good indication of increasing competition in the market, which is positive for our future revenue development. It is also pleasing that the agreement that we entered with Qualcomm as late as in July already is generating initial royalty revenues. Turning to page four. Switching to Tactivo and the business area Mobile Smart Card Solutions. Sales have developed slower than originally anticipated. Sales to the U.S. government have been negatively impacted by discussions on how digital alternatives can replace smart cards for mobile access. However, we did win an order for a comprehensive pilot project with the City of Gothenburg that plans to roll out a mobile solution with Tactivo for 10,000 users in 2017. Please turn to page five. After the close of the third quarter, there have been an additional 15 devices launched with Precise BioMatch Mobile so far. We have also signed license agreements with ImageMatch Design, InvenSense, and Samsung System LSI Business, a division within Samsung Electronics. ImageMatch Design is a promising sensor vendor from Taiwan. InvenSense has an interesting sensor technology based on ultrasound. Samsung System LSI Business is a division within Samsung Electronics that will enter the market for fingerprint sensors. These partnerships create additional growth opportunities for us and strengthens our position as the leader in fingerprint software. In October, the leading payment and fintech event, Money 2020, was held in Las Vegas. At the show, Karuna.ai, a leading player in the smart card industry, presented a credit card with fingerprint technology that includes Precise Biometrics Mobile. This credit card is yet to be commercially launched, but it demonstrates one of many new exciting application areas for fingerprint technology. We are involved in many interesting projects together with our partners, and we expect this market to grow fast in the coming years. Recently, on the organizational side, we announced that Göran Turesson will succeed Tommy Nilsson as the CFO, who will leave the company. Next report, you will get a new face and a new name and a new voice. That concludes the first presentation. Tommy, could you please take us through the numbers for the period?
Thank you, Håkan. In the following six pages, I have the pleasure of guiding you through numbers that continue to show improved financial strength for Precise Biometrics. We start by turning to page six. This first graph shows net sales from the third quarter 2015 up to and including the third quarter 2016. Comparing the third quarter this year was 25.5 million with last year's of 18.3 million, the increase is 39%. The increase shown in the graph is generated from business area Fingerprint Technology, which has significantly increased its sales compared to the third quarter last year by as much as 72%. Gross margin for the third quarter increased to 77% from 71% last year. The continuous strong sales growth in business area Fingerprint Technology explains the increase. The gross margin in the third quarter of 77% was negatively affected by write-down in finished goods and capitalized development expenditures by 9%. According to changed accounting principles, depreciation of capitalized development expenditures has been moved from operating expenditures to cost of goods sold, lowering gross margin for the quarter with 5%. Of course, the corresponding period last year has been adjusted accordingly. Please turn to page seven. Net sales for the 12-month period October 1, 2015 to September 30, 2016 increased by 122% to 95 million compared to the previous 12-month period, as can be seen when looking at the orange-colored bars in the graph. The very strong increase is the result of focusing our resources on Fingerprint Technology, which has driven our continuous growth quarter-over-quarter. Now turn to page eight, please. The development in operating profit follows EBITDA. Difference in the numbers are depreciation and financial net, which are not included in EBITDA. Outcome for the third quarter 2016 was 4.6 million compared to 2.8 million last year. The EBITDA for the third quarter continued to be strong, showing a profit of 6.7 million compared to 5.4 million for the corresponding quarter 2015. Please turn to page nine. We can look back at the third quarter 2016 as being the fifth consecutive quarter with increasing EBITDA on a 12-month basis. The period from October 1, 2015 to September 30, 2016 sum up to 27.7 million as full-year numbers, which is an improvement of 40 million from the losses of 12.5 million for the previous 12-month period. This difference is clearly visible when looking at the orange-colored bars in the graph. Main drivers for the growth in profit is strong sales increase in business area Fingerprint Technology with its high gross margin together with continuous cost control. Now please turn to page 10. Cash flow from our operations has steady positive numbers during the last 12 months. Comparison with 2015 shows an increase for the third quarter of more than 10 million from a minus of 1.9 million to a positive 8.4 million. Available cash at bank has strengthened following the positive development in operating results and cash flow, up 30 million from last year to 75 million by the end of the third quarter. Now please turn to page 11 for the final finance page. This graph presenting 12 months rolling cash flow from operations is probably one of the best ways to illustrate the financial turnaround that Precise Biometrics has undergone. From being a cash drainer since the company was founded in late 1997, Precise Biometrics has become a healthy cash generator. The difference between the last 12 months cash flow of a positive 34.7 million compared to the previous 12-month period of a negative 21.1 million is a clear example of improved financial strength. Now back to you, Håkan.
Thank you, Tommy. So now turning to page 12. The market for fingerprint technology, it continues to grow at a fast pace and is driven mainly by the growth in mobile devices as vendors increasingly choose to integrate fingerprint recognition also for low and mid-end devices. Leading market analysts forecast a compound annual growth rate of 35% for smartphones, tablets, and laptops with fingerprint sensors between 2014 and 2020. Last year, 277 million mobile devices with fingerprint sensors were sold, excluding Apple devices. This year, we expect that figure to double to around 550 million. And already next year, we estimate that the addressable market will be around 800 million mobile devices with fingerprint technology. This also excluding Apple shipments. This fast market growth will lead to more sensor manufacturers gaining market share, which creates great growth potential for us. So please turn to page 13. Hundreds of millions use fingerprint technology every day in their smartphone for increased convenience as well as security. The technology is accepted and will soon be in everybody's hands, which also will lower the threshold for integration into new product areas, such as smart cars, wearables, cars, Internet of Things related products. Smart cars and payment cards in particular are interesting since the cost of fraud with respect to payments are on the rise and is becoming an increasing problem. There are more than 2.5 billion credit cards in circulation, and they are replaced on average every other year, making the annual addressable market more than 1 billion cards. One of the key challenges with implementing fingerprint technology in smart cards has to do with the marginal total cost increase of the card. Today, a credit card costs about $2 to $2.5. And given the volume, the credit card issuers are probably not prepared to pay very much of a premium for the solution. This means that the solution needs to be very cost effective, which in turn means smaller sensor sizes, which of course poses a challenge. Another major challenge is the cost and performance of the microcontroller unit on the card. An average smartphone has very much more available memory and faster processors than a smart card. This highlights the need for efficient and light algorithm solutions that can provide good performance with small sensors in very constrained environments. This is one of the key differentiators of our algorithm solution for embedded products, which makes us well positioned to gain a significant share of the embedded market. We are collaborating with our customers on several projects related to smart cars and other embedded projects such as wearables, cars, and TARs. Like the one I mentioned earlier with Daejin in South Korea for cars, for example. We estimate that the embedded market will start to show commercial products and some growth already next year. In the long term, we assess that this market can be as large as the market for mobile devices. Now turning to page 14. To capture the momentum in the fast-growing mobile market and to position us for growth in product areas, in new product areas for fingerprint technology, we have put great efforts into building new partnerships and broadening our customer base. As mentioned earlier, since the start of the third quarter, we have signed new license agreements with BetterLife, Qualcomm, ImageMatch Design, IndenSense, and Samsung System LSI Business. We now have 23 license agreements with partners targeting both the mobile and embedded market. Our partners include industry leaders, challengers, new market entrants, covering different sensor technologies and giving us a broad global platform for efficient sales and distribution of our fingerprint software. These partnerships make us well positioned to benefit from the growth in the market and to capture a significant market share, especially as OEMs increasingly will implement dual and triple sourcing strategies, which will increase competition in the sensor market. The increased competition will have a positive impact on our business, as more of our sensor customers will start to ship in volumes and gain market share. In the end of September, as mentioned, Qualcomm sensors were integrated in a device from Xiaomi, the first smartphone featuring an ultrasound sensor with our software, Earlier this year, we have seen smartphones and laptops featuring sensors powered by our software from, among others, Synaptics, Inelan, Microelectronics, EMC. We continue to evaluate and have discussions with other potential partners that we find interesting and believe can have an impact in this market. By doing so, we ensure that we have a global reach for our software and cover different sensor technologies, as well as the relevant suppliers in the market. So turning to page 50. We continue to invest in research and development to maintain our position as the leader in fingerprint software. We have one of the most experienced R&D teams in the industry and have recruited several new algorithm specialists and project leaders to further research, develop, and integrate fingerprint solutions. Some of the key areas that we are looking at are algorithms that manage even smaller sensors, under-glass deployment, liveness detection, and smaller MCUs. We regularly release new versions of our fingerprint software to our customers. Last month, we released new features in Precise BioMatch Mobile, improving our ability to fine-tune selected functionalities according to sensor-specific properties. We have seen performance enhancements up to 40% for certain sensors. The release also includes a significant improvement of the performance for very small sensors. Our developers have been able to increase the speed of the matching process by use of spectral analysis to capture more unique components in the fingerprint image, enabling up to 70% faster match. We also continue to expand our software offering with complementary software to our matching algorithms that, together with our integration services and reference implementations, facilitates and makes the integration of fingerprint software more efficient. In addition to this, we are also looking into emerging new requirements, specifications, and standards that are expected to be important in future mobile payment scenarios in order to maintain our leading position in fingerprint software. Turning to page 16. To sum up, our revenue development during the third quarter confirms the strengths of our chosen strategy and position as the leader in fingerprint software. We have managed to increase sales in our business area fingerprint technology with 21% compared to the previous quarter, despite the decrease in revenues from our largest customer. The growth is a result of more of our customers having started to ship sensors to mobile device manufacturers, and that sales was positively affected by license fees from several customers. The long-term revenue trend is positive, but will fluctuate from one quarter to another. The reason for this is that our royalty is triggered when sensor manufacturers sell their sensors for use with our software, which in turn is driven by device manufacturers' demand for a specific quarter. In addition, we get royalty reports from our customers after the end of the quarter. This makes it challenging to forecast future royalty revenues. Having said that, I'm very positive about our company's growth opportunity. The interest in fingerprint technology is at an all-time high. The market grows fast, both for the mobile and the embedded market. Our algorithm solutions provide the industry's best user experience and security, and a scalable partner business model enable us to grow with good cost control. All in all, these conditions make us well positioned for profitable growth. So, with that remark, I would like to conclude the presentation of the third quarter report, and I'll hand over to the moderator for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to join the queue. Once your name is announced, you can ask your question. There'll be a brief pause now whilst we register your questions. Our first question comes from Christopher Anderson of Axiega. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, may I take this question in Swedish, please?
Yes, you can. I can translate.
Okay, thank you. Jag vet ju många aktieägare som funderar lite grann på hur det går med avtalet med Fingerprint Cards vad gäller det mobila avtalet. Har det gått ut eller är det någon ny omförhandling på gång?
Okay. So the question was how is the agreement with Fingerprint Cards developing? Is it under renegotiation? Is it ending? No, it's not ending. We have an agreement. It's still valid, and so there is nothing has changed in that respect. And What has been discussed at previous conferences and obviously questions I get, how fast will FTC implement their own solution versus ours? And my standard answer to that one, and that is the truthful answer, is that I don't know, because that's up to them. But the agreement is in force, and we are also working with them on the embedded side, and during the quarter we have also released phones where we have been deployed together with them. So this is an ongoing, unchanged process.
Okay. So när löper det befintliga avtalet ut? Vet du det?
When does the original agreement end? Yes, we know, but we do not comment that. It is still valid.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Fredrik Svensson, Fredrik Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my questions. Interesting comments on the embedded market and the trends you see there. Can you elaborate a bit on how you see the embedded market growth and how you see that into next year in terms of volumes, comments on what share revenues you can predict it to become, and what verticals you think will be the most important, both for in the short term, that's meaning next year, but also longer term into 2018 to 20?
I mean, the embedded market is extremely interesting, and a lot of people are beginning to look at it. I think for next year, I think we will see a number of projects becoming, well, in the first phase, becoming commercialized. I don't think we will see any gigantic volumes next year. I think the real market traction will be from 2018. There are no really comprehensive analysis made of the market, of the embedded market. I mean, there are a number of, I think the smart card market is for sure one of the most interesting pieces of this that will show market traction. As I may have said in my presentation, there are also some challenges with respect to the cost level of the card, technical requirements with respect to sensor size and MCU size that still needs to be resolved. But we see a lot of interesting pilot projects being carried out. And I mentioned the one with Kona Ai, for instance, and also the Daejin one in South Korea. But this for sure is a market that is very interesting, posing a very to put it, a good growth potential going forward. But I think the real volumes will be from 18 and onwards rather than 17.
Okay, thank you. In terms of Taktivo, you're taking some operational losses there, and I understand that you have a new contract signed during the quarter. But can you comment a bit on how you see the revenue trends there? Because losses there are obviously diluting the overall results, and when you expect to reach break even for this business?
Well, as I said, the sales this year so far has been lower than anticipated, and very much is driven out of the U.S. situation where they're looking at alternatives basically to the smart card using soft certificates of various forms. The pilot we have won during the quarter for Gothenburg has an interesting potential for 2010. As what we discussed, I think it was the Q2 report, there is also interesting pilot projects going on in Germany, for instance. And then we also have the health sector in the UK. But still, so far, we haven't seen any real traction with respect to these. So the jury is a little bit out there, I would say. I think the volume, what we see now, is that we have seen the same volume basically for two quarters continuously now. So it's below the expected level, basically.
Yes, and no comments on when you think you'll reach break even and how you see kind of the cost development in that segment?
No, it's very hard to do, given the fact that the majority of the projects are pilot projects, and then you have the trend in the U.S. where sales is actually less than what we originally anticipated. So very hard to predict that.
Yes, I understand. Also, last question from me. Congrats on the Samsung LSI contract. That's very interesting to see. Can you elaborate a bit on that that engagement and how, for example, Samsung is on their ambitions in terms of deploying its own fingerprint sensor and timeline and volumes with regards to that? Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting agreement that we have got, and they are entering into the market. And as to the timeline, I cannot comment on that because that's their business to comment on when they are, so to say, launching their products. But I mean, they are entering this space, I would say, as any sensor manufacturer is entering this space. They are not just looking at Samsung; they are looking at the whole market. So it's a very interesting agreement that we have there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if there are any further questions on the line, please dial 01 on your telephone keypads now. Okay, our next question comes from Barton Nielsen of Your Securities. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, please. When we look at the product mix going into next year, what kind of gross margin would you say would be normal? Because now it's been changed a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as we tried to write in the report, the reason for the change gross margin actual numbers is actually due to change in accounting principle. So the adjusted numbers reflect more or less the same than just for changed accounting principle. But what we say is that we will have a continued gross margin on this level. That is what we have had the last quarters, and there is no reason that it will change. The reason why it is down compared to what we have reported previously is actually due to changed accounting principles, nothing else.
Okay, once again, if there are any further questions on the line, please dial 01 on your telephone keypads now. Once again, any further questions, please dial 01. As there are no further questions at this time, I'll hand back to our speakers.
So thank you very much for listening in. And then we conclude this presentation, and I look forward to meet you all again in 3 months' time, approximately. Thank you.